Hello, everyone. Welcome to Record Shop, and this is a Record Shop exclusive podcast. And I'm here with a very talented and very energetic young person. And does he want to introduce himself?
Hello, my name is Jerome. I'm the CEO of the events brand Shubs. Yeah, man, I'm here to talk stuff.
Good. It's nice meeting Jerome. I've spoken to Jerome a few times. He's got a lot of brilliant ideas. He's a young, hungry individual, and he'll be just speaking to us today. But the first question I just want to ask you is, how did you get into event management, and what was like your inspiration for that?
So I've always had like a very like big thing with just the community and bringing people together. Do you know what I mean? I'm someone who enjoys listening to music or not. I like seeing people enjoy themselves, and one way people enjoy themselves is listening to music together in a club. But there's a lack of sense of party in Northampton. Yeah. So I thought, well, it's an open market, I can do something here. So that's what we're doing.
Okay, a curious question, and I was thinking this too, because I don't know the lingo, maybe I'm a bit old now, but what does Shubs mean, or where does the meaning of Shubs come from?
So Shubs is an old school term. Like, I want to say before 2010, between 2000 2010, like, yeah, people used to say, yeah, we're going to the Shubs tonight. Shubs is just another word for a party, but Shubs are more known to be held in like houses and things like that. But I stole it and I've made it into my own thing. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, great artists borrow, they don't steal, bro. So like, yeah, don't worry about stealing. But yeah, I think it's you kind of like just filling that gap in Northampton as a young person, seeing that there's actually a space to kind of host these events. And would you say there was someone you looked up to in terms of?
Definitely. Yeah. There's a couple of people who I looked up to in Northampton who do events, but obviously they're a lot older and they've got a lot more things going on. DJ Adley, one of the most talented DJs in Northampton. I took a lot of inspiration from him. He did events on a regular basis, summertime, Christmas. So I went to them, kind of seen the idea, kind of ran with it. Also Dreads, he does a thing called Dreddy Jams down at the Fat Foogie Lounge. Wow. He has a lot of local talent coming through there, putting them on. So they were my main inspirations when it came to doing this events thing. Yeah. Definitely.
As someone who's not local to Northampton, just kind of tell me how you grew up in Northampton and how kind of music influenced you to do like event management stuff.
Okay, so like growing up in Northampton, like reaching the ages of like 18 and like going out and stuff, you just realize that, yeah, man, it's not it down here. There's not a lot of places for you to go to and enjoy yourselves with your friends. So do you know what I mean? Like, my passion for music, in terms of like, I've always had a big love for music, but obviously I'm not very good at rapping. I haven't got the skills to make the beats, but I always knew that I wanted to have some sort of involvement in the music industry, whether it was putting on parties or, do you know what I mean? So yeah, growing up in Northampton, like when we were younger, I used to go to a lot of places with my mum, used to go to all these parties and stuff. She used to bring me along and she put me in a room with all these other kids and we'd all have a little fun time. So I just think like seeing that, things like that don't happen no more, and I miss those kind of things. I thought it's my turn. I need to bring that kind of vibe back to Northampton. So yeah.
And what about your musical influences? Who would you say has influenced you musically to be like, you know what, I want to host events, and like let's say a top five.
Okay.
Wish this like someone you could host. Like, but just first talking about who's influenced you when you were growing up.
I'll be real. It sounds very niche, but Bob Marley. Like, yeah. If you look to this day, bro, like his music is still charting number one, and it's because he makes feel good music, and his music makes
the world go round. And it was his birthday last week as well.
It was his 80th birthday last week. So obviously I take a lot of inspiration from him because he makes feel good music, and it's just he's a very prime example of like, without music, the world wouldn't be the way it is now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it makes people feel good, and he's a legend. He's the GOAT. Do you know what I mean? If you, anywhere you go, if you play some Bob Marley, people know it word for word, and I'm gonna sing out. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's my influence. In terms of like my top five, if I was to get people to come and perform, like, I definitely want to get 50 Cent in Northampton. 50 nah, Cent, he's that's solid, the yeah. That's the top of the list, bro. Everyone knows 50 Cent. Everyone loves him. He's definitely number one. I'd love to get a UK legend like Skepta down here. Like, that would make a lot of sense. I'd love to get Izzy Gibbs on one of my events. He's a Northampton legend. I've been trying to get in contact with him, but he's very hard to get hold of. But he's definitely someone who I'd look to get involved with. And, got two more spots now,
yeah,
isn't
it? That's three.
Two more spots. I want to say the legend Mo Stack. Mo Stack would be amazing. The people in Northampton are very big fans of Mo Stack. So I think if I've got the opportunity to bring him down here, it'd be a very big thing for Northampton. And then I'd have to give Ooh. Ooh.
The fourth one's always hard.
It's very hard. I'd have to, do you know what? I have to get to my favorite dancehall artist of all time. I have to get Vybz Kartel in there, man. Vybz Kartel in Northampton.
No, he would lock off the whole of like Northampton.
He'd lock it off, man. Yeah. Vybz Kartel 100%, man. But obviously, we still got some time to make some stuff happen. We're only getting bigger, so hopefully in the future we can do something.
Yeah, and just going back to like the whole Bob Marley part, it's like, and this is something that I've even said to like Mark Dean, that, you know, when Zimbabwe got independent, like Bob Marley was the person who actually like performed at our like the independence of our country in 1980. So like since then, like Zimbabwe has been a big country in terms of like dancehall and reggae and raga and all those type of genres. So like yeah, his influence has been truly phenomenal, and like it's still going. Yeah, it's still going to this day. But in terms of influences, why do you think maybe young people haven't found like the thing that they like, that you found, like, because you found music, you found even, why do you think young people don't always find those passions?
I feel like it's just all about timing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just all about your situation in life and the position you're in at that moment of time. Do you know what I mean? I was in a position where I was working, I was earning money. Do you know what I mean? But compared to all my other friends who were in trades and things like that, I didn't really have my own thing. So I feel like it's just about knowing what you really want to do with your life and where you see yourself in the next couple of years. So I feel like if you have a passion and you have a dream, just do it. Just make it happen. Do you know what I mean?
How did you find your passion?
So I found my passion through coming to Inspiration FM, like being around my friends who make music. And obviously last year was my 21st birthday. So I did a birthday party and I just seen the amount of people I was able to get there and seeing how happy everyone was enjoying themselves. So I feel like with that happening and then coming to the studio, seeing Zeno make music and just getting that creative mind space, it just, this light bulb moment come into my head and I just thought, yeah, it's an open market. I know the people then will help me. So literally just made it happen, man.
Yeah, no, that's good. And leading on to like the next question, how do you think mental health and music and what we can do to kind of like use music as a way of helping people's mental health? What do you think about that?
I think music and mental health really go hand in hand. Do you know what I mean? As I said, like Bob Marley, he makes feel good music. So I feel like as long as like you're consuming the right music mentally, it can help you so much. Do you know what I mean? Whether you're down, happy, whatever, do you know what I mean? Music is always like the answer to something in some form of way, even if it's just a beat or lyrics. Do you know what I mean? I think mental health and music really play into each other.
But some people may say the opposite, like the whole thing with like when they were banning drill for a lot of the time and saying, oh, drill's negative music. What do you think about that though?
With drill being negative, like of course, yeah, it's negative music, but so is like Metallica, so is rock music. It's negative music, like it's got a negative vibration. It puts that into your body, but it's just all about how you consume and how you take it in. You know what I mean? You can listen to a drill song and you can take in the lyrics and hear that this guy's got really good wordplay and he's good at rhyming, do you know what I mean? Things like that. I just feel like it's all about how much you like music and how much you're willing to actually take in what people are saying. So, yeah, I guess maybe if you're really sad and you're not in the mood, like listen to drill probably wouldn't be the best thing to do. Do you know what I mean? But if you're down in the dance floor, you listen to a little Leon Thomas, little Bob Marley or something, do you know what I mean? Little J. Cole, bring up your mood, bring up your vibe, man. Do you know what I mean?
What services or what things would you like to see for young people just in Northampton?
What services?
Yeah, or anything. Like, what would you think would help the young people like find their passions like you found yours? What things do you think would help them?
I think places like Inspiration, there should be a lot more places like this in Northampton, because it's a place for young people to just get together, do you know what I mean? And actually share their ideas in a space where it's outside of school and it's more of a serious kind of space, do you know what I mean? I think there's a lack of youth clubs and things down here. And just even that, I think like the interaction between the youngsters and the older generation who are going to kind of not pave the way for them, but show them the roots, it's really disorientated. There's not really a connection there. So I feel like when we can bridge a connection for the younger people and the older people to interlink and show each other stuff, I think that's when the younger people will get a bigger chance of like showing their dreams and making them happen.
Yeah, because you're literally living out your dreams, because you were able to get Kojo Funds to come to Northampton, who's a, for those who don't know, is a big, big legend, especially in the 2000s, bringing the Afro swing and Afro beats really into the mainstream, into the UK? And how were you able to get that?
So
that link.
There's something that everyone says, do you know what I mean? If you don't ask, you don't get. Yeah. So obviously it was just a process of just like going through emailing his manager, contacting him through WhatsApp, and just showing him my idea, showing him what I wanted to do. And yeah, we came up with some sort of agreement, and yeah, I've made it happen. The event's tomorrow. I'm really excited for this one. Do you know what I mean? It's a big move.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's my third event as well. So me and my team, like, we've put a lot of time and effort into sleepless nights to get everything perfect to the T. So yeah, man, like, Kojo Funds being down here is a big move. Like, I'm 21, so when he was in his prime, like, I'd like to say I was kind of in my prime as well. Just a young boy listening to Don talking, all these tunes here. So it's a big thing to have him down there, man, for real. It's a very big move.
Yeah, and my last question is, what does the future hold for Shubs and Mr. Jerome Graham?
So Shubs' future is looking very bright. We're coming on to the summer now, so we're going to try move away from doing things indoors, in like venues, and try get everyone outside in the summertime, and just, you know what I mean, bring the vibes, man. Do you know what I mean? But we've got a lot of time to make a lot of things happen. We've got some secrets up our sleeves. We've got a lot happening right now, man. You lot just got to be patient and
that sounds exciting, 100%. Yeah.
No, we're making stuff happen, man. We're putting Northampton on the map. Do you know what I mean? There's been a lot of people who have done their thing to put Northampton on the map and try help, and obviously set things haven't gone right for people, but there's a lot of people, including me, that are doing our thing to get Northampton out there, show everyone that there's a lot more than just this dim talent. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's a lot of talent.
There's a lot of hidden gems, and I can attest to working with young people that there's so much potential in Northampton. It's just for people to like me to facilitate it, and then just for the young people to be consistent.
No, 100%. Consistency is key, man. If you're not consistent with something, people have a very short attention span now. Do you know what I mean? If you're not on top of what you're doing and you're not consistently promoting your stuff, getting yourself out there, do you know what I mean? It's never going to work. Yeah. But as long as you stay on top, man, bro, anything's possible. Anything is possible, bro. Anything.
And do you have any final thoughts before we end our podcast? This was a good discussion.
It was very good. I'd rather just take this moment to big up other people in Northampton who are coming up right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look out for Dreddy Jams. As I said, he's someone who I took a lot of inspiration from. And if you're a local artist who's trying to get put on, give him a shout on the Instagram. He's the guy to talk to for that kind of stuff. I want to big up Zeno. He's wrapping it up down there, man. He's doing his thing. Sim Simmer, he's doing his thing. Do you know what I mean? DJ Adley, he's doing his thing. So I'm saying, telling you lot of people to look out for in Northampton, man. We're taking this shit places, man.
That's all good. And how can people reach you? How can they get you if they maybe want to host an event with you? How can people reach you?
So you can message me on my personal Instagram account, roams.p, or you can message me on the Shubs account, shubs.ev1. We're open to DJs, new artists that want to use our platform to come and perform, even if they just want us to promote them, but we're open for it.
All right, thank you, Jerome, and that is our Record Shop exclusive podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we can hopefully catch up with Jerome in future with new stories and new mountains that he's climbed.
Of course, bro. I appreciate you for having me on there today, man.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
All right. Cheers. Thank you, everyone. Bye.